One of the more profound stories that I've come across in my spiritual reading over the years is a story told by the Irish theologian James Mackey. It's an amazing story. He tells of a man he knew who went on a hunting expedition in Africa. And early one morning, before the other hunters were up, he went off by himself into the bush to see if he might come across some wild game, and he ended up bagging two wild turkeys. He attached the turkeys to his belt, and he began to make his way back to camp to show his fellow hunters his prize. And as he was walking, he could sense that there was someone following him. He stopped and turned around, and sure enough, there was a small boy, about 12 years old, following him from 30 yards back. The man faced the boy, and the boy, who was clearly hungry and probably just out looking for something to eat, stood there and stared at him. So the hunter thought to give the turkeys to the little boy. He untied them from his belt and let them fall to the ground, and he backed away. The boy ran up to the birds, and he just stood there looking at the birds and the man. The hunter motioned to the boy to take the birds, but he just stayed there looking down at the birds and looking at the man. The boy then said something to the man in his own language that the hunter could not understand. Again, he motioned to the boy to take the birds, but the boy would not. Finally, unable to communicate clearly, the boy stood there with his hands out looking at the man. The hunter then realized that the wise young boy had been asking to receive the birds. So the hunter picked up the wild turkeys and placed them in the arms of the little boy, at which the boy turned and ran away with the birds back to his village. The boy had refused to take the birds. He would only have them if they were given to him. This story has a lot to do with this gospel passage that Deacon Rob just proclaimed for us. And this story has a lot to do with you and me. There are so many perspectives from which to approach this magnificent gospel passage. Maybe the most interesting part of the story is where the virgins rise from their sleep and realize they don't have enough oil. The five foolish virgins try to take some from the five wise virgins to no avail. So they go out and they buy some oil from the marketplace as the bridegroom is arriving. When they come back, it's too late, and they're left outside. Now, what's interesting, I think, and the first lesson from this gospel passage and the story of the hunter and the little boy with the wild turkeys as well, is that we will never be fulfilled. I promise you, you will never be fulfilled in life. We will never find satisfaction. We will never encounter God, the bridegroom, until we receive rather than take. Until we receive the grace rather than go out and purchase the grace. The little boy refused to take, and in doing so, he received. These wise virgins, they valued what they had received, and in doing so, they received more. The foolish virgins wanted, and generosity, innocence, and faithfulness is what he calls the oil. These virgins, they are the lamp and they are the oil. The problem was that the five foolish virgins, they had lost their focus on the virtues, the virtue of virginity. They lost their focus. They had allowed themselves to become unprepared, not because they were bad, but because they didn't direct their entire lives on the bridegroom like the five wise virgins. By the way, this is fascinating. The 10 virgins in the story, they're us. The wise ones are you and me. And the foolish ones are you and me. We are virtuous, or at least we want to be virtuous. I mean, that's why we're here at Mass, right? It's why we go and pray. It's why we come to confessions on Saturdays. It's why we go to adoration. It's why we work in the food pantry and go on mobile loaves and fishes runs and teach our children as catechists. But we all know, whether we care to admit it or not, that no matter how virtuous we are or how virtuous we want to be, we so easily lose our focus. We sin. We don't take our Christianity seriously. We play church rather than be church. We lose hope in God's plan. We sometimes doubt God, and we sometimes go out and find our oil from the marketplace rather than from God Himself. And this leads to the third quite interesting perspective from this gospel, the oil itself. One of the traditional symbols of the Holy Spirit is oil. We use oil at baptisms to convey the Spirit upon the baby. We use oil in confirmation to seal the believer in the Holy Spirit. We use oil at ordinations to consecrate the hands of the priest for the sacred acts of Mass and reconciliation and anointing of the sick. And we use oil at the end of life to infuse the dying person with the Holy Spirit. The wise virgins held on to that oil. They knew what it was, and they didn't want to waste it. The foolish virgins, just wasn't that important to them. They forgot to bring it with them altogether. So they ended up having to buy faulty oil. And we all know the result. Is it any different for you and me? Don't we go out into the marketplace and try to substitute the products out there for the products in here? I wonder if the parable might resonate more with us if it was called the parable of the 10 Catholics, 5 of which were wise and held tight to the gifts of God and the sacraments and the virtues that flow from those sacraments, and 5 of which were foolish, always losing their focus on God and His truths and relying instead on the things of this world. It's home pretty close when you think about it in this perspective. Maybe the story is about us. Father Thomas Merton once wrote about this passage in one of his books. He writes, listen to this and think about your life. He writes, most of the world is either asleep or dead. The religious people are, for the most part, asleep, and they are divided into 2 groups, like the virgins in the parable, waiting for the bridegroom's coming. The wise have oil in their lamps. That is to say, they are detached from themselves and from the cares of the world. They are indeed waiting for the bridegroom, and they desire nothing else but his coming, even though they may fall asleep while they're waiting for him. But the others are not only asleep, they're full of other dreams and other desires than God. Their lamps are empty because they've burned themselves out in their own vanity, and their lamps have become useless. This is a tough message. This is us. This is our story. We are the wise virgins, holding like lamps the oil of the Spirit so that our lives might shine in the darkness in a world gone awry. And this is us. We are the foolish virgins looking to the marketplace for the Spirit with the things of this world, which we know will never fill our lamps. But we are trying to be virtuous, and that pleases God. So today, this morning is his reminder to you and me. He is coming. He's coming to meet us. And he hopes that we will be there to receive him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.